How many people do we have in the crowd repping Florida right now? Give us a loud salvat from Florida. How many people in the crowd do we have repping Texas? Give us a loud salvat. Kelly in the house? We got East Coast, we got New York in the house? Okay. Now everybody from Detroit, I want you to give me a loud round of applause with the Salvat. Rep it for me. Detroit? What? I'm gonna give it to me. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Looks like we're outnumbered in our own hometown right now. I'm gonna keep my comments to myself. Shout out to Detroit Pistons, shout out to the Lions, shout out to the Tigers. I'm glad that. Oh, T-Dot, where's Toronto in the house? Man, it's awesome seeing everybody come together for this amazing conference tonight. Inshallah, let's go ahead and call up our next performer. Rubab Jaffrey is a university student and an opinion columnist for the Michigan Daily. She has been doing spoken word for 5 years. You can find more of her work on her blog, rubabjaffrey.wordpress.com. She greatly appreciates dramatic snapping during her poetry, so please do not hold back. Let's welcome her.
Okay, if you can see me from the podium, give me like a thumbs up. Thumbs up? All right, barely. Okay, if that's a barely, I can stand over here. Yeah? All right. Just take it. No, I don't like holding it. All right, thanks. Okay. This is normal for me, it's okay. Okay. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. I wrote my poem in response to Islamophobia. It's titled, My Islam is Beautiful. My Islam is beautiful. My Quran is a book that eases my heart and speaks to my soul, washing me anew like an ocean pouring over rocks on the shore, that teaches me stories of patience and resilience. It reminds me this world is only temporary, for my soul was made for eternity. Reminds me that God is in each atom that makes up everything that I see. My Quran that speaks of where the ocean meets fresh water and neither crosses the other. Of the sky being held up without columns, of the earth being held down by the mountains. My Quran that questions me, asking which of your Lord's favors will you deny, that asks me, do we not find you in the darkness and bring you into the light? Do we not find you an orphan, abandoned, and raise you high? My Islam is beautiful. My prophet was a man whose manners and honesty were so true, it could not be denied even by his enemies. Who bore trash, throw down his back, thorns placed to pierce his feet, yet walked the earth with such grace that he was never once disgraced. My prophet, the one whose love spread and swayed hearts, for his words were sweet and his smiles were charity, who taught that your worth comes from your deeds, Arab or non-Arab, light or dark, rich or poor, man or woman. My Islam is beautiful. My Imam Ali was a lion, a defender of justice, the peak of eloquence, who showed mercy on the man who struck his neck in prostration to his Lord, the only one for whom he would kneel on the floor. My Imam Ali, a guardian angel who gently laid out food for the poor as they slept silently, who only discovered their hunger then when their hunger returned, that their angel was no other than Imam Ali. My Islam is beautiful. My Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter of my prophet, taught me true beauty comes from modesty to please the eyes of my Lord. True sincerity is in the tears falling during night prayers. True love is feeling your ribs breaking under a burning door to protect your husband, your children, your religion. My Islam is beautiful. My Imam Hassan had a hand so generous, he turned away no one that knocked on his door, who though the earth shook from divisions amongst Muslims, stood firmly like a mountain to hold them together in unity. My Islam is beautiful. And my Imam Hussein, who went through more pain than I could ever endure, taught me that it's better to die standing than to live on your knees. My Hussein, whose love brings an ocean of tears to my eyes, who gave water to the men and the horses of his enemies, the same men who left his own children thirsty. My Islam is beautiful. My Lady Zainab stood before the murderer of her brother after hearing her Islam being defaced whilst her family faced such tragedy. She stood tall and replied, I saw nothing but beauty before my eyes. My Islam is beautiful. It is submission to my Lord, whose mercy I am reminded of with each breath that I take to say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, which I say with each step that I take before each prayer that I say, my Lord who says, call on me and I will answer you. The one who says, if you walk towards me, I will run towards you. Who is nearer to me than my jugular vein, my Lord. Who says, there is no compulsion in religion, my Lord. Whose laws are perfection. So why is it that I feel the need to apologize for actions of terrorism that do not align with the most beautiful religion that is mine? And why do I feel ashamed in the same heart that feels the love of my Lord flowing through my veins? Why do I forget the Quran calling on me to be patient? Why do I forget that my prophets and my imams face the worst of afflictions? Why do I forget the tears of the imam of our time? Why is it that my lips cannot find the words to speak when I am faced with Islamophobia? Why have I been programmed to say, I'm sorry about that terrorist on TV. He's not me really, believe me. Why is it that I feel the need to cower behind the Islam that they want to see? This secular religion that I do not recognize is mine. I am done submitting to these lies. For when I say I am a Muslim, I commit to submission to my Lord, who I alone need by my side. My Islam is beautiful, so I will not apologize.
Takbir! Takbir! All right, I'm just gonna give a couple announcements. Just remember that there are raffle tickets going out for $25. It's an amazing opportunity. The winner will get a opportunity to go on Ziyarat, sponsored by the Caravan 72 with Maulana Beg. It's a $2,000 trip usually, but this would be free. Yeah. Well, not really free, you pay $25 for the ticket, but save a lot of money on that. Other prizes are 2 Fitbit Blazes and 1 Fitbit Alta. Also, please remember to like Muslim Congress on Facebook. Don't add the Facebook account, like the Muslim Congress Facebook page. Also, you can follow us on Snapchat at Muslim Congress. We're giving, live updates about all the programs that are going on, so that you don't miss out on anything. Another thing that's going on is Muslim Congress Youth Committee. We're selling these really awesome shirts, so you can rep out some Muslim Congress swag. I know you guys probably haven't heard that word since like 2012, but this is one of the shirt designs. It says peace. There's an ayah for that in the Quran. And then on the back, we have an ayah. So we have this shirt. We have this shirt that I'm wearing right now that talks about love in the Quran. And then there's also one that talks about peace. Yeah, difficulty. So I'm going to throw some of these shirts out in the crowd. Salawat if you want a shirt. Mashallah, good catch. Pakistani cricket team needs some fielders like that. Mashallah, brother Randy Moss. Odell Beckham Jr. Thank you, brother Hamid. We got one more shirt, guys. So if you guys are interested in purchasing those shirts, one is for $15 of any of the variations, and you can get two of them for $25. They're located at the MCYC table, which is right next to the Hayat 360 table, right next to the checkout. The next poet that we have, a very good friend of mine, we go way back. His name is Taha Beg. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him. He's a really close friend of mine. Fun fact, he slapped me really hard during a play, the Tri-State Camp. It was supposed to be a fake slap, but he got me like right on my cheek. And man, it was pretty bad. I'm pretty sure that like my jawbone got disconnected, but I forgive him for that. So he's a young rapper out of Sanford, Florida, who currently is residing in Los Angeles, California. He has been working on his first debut mixtape, which is called A Common Faith, which you can actually purchase right outside those doors over there for $6. So please make sure that you support my boy Taha Beg. Please put your hands together and get ready to be possessed by my friend Jin. Allah salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. So yeah, I wasn't supposed to slap him, but I guess I didn't get the memo, so I just did. But you know, I didn't regret it though, that was great. All right, let's get to it. So the first piece of God is called For One God. Here we go. If they tell me, man, boy, you can't rhyme, I look back and tell them, hold on, where's your grind? It takes a little effort to criticize what's mine. Worry about your life, don't worry about my mind. I got things handled, you can count on that. Don't let any struggle ever hold you back. How I made it, man, I just stuck to the path. In this life I realized the world has gone black. Covered by a gloom, can't see wrong from truth. Confused youth looking for a proof. Have you seen the news? Police killing people now, terror squad still abroad. I don't blame the youth, if faith they don't choose. Cause times look hard to be looking for a God. Understand that's not true. Look into yourself when it feels like hell. God is innate since time can tell. Everywhere I go, I remind myself to keep my smile up even if I mess up. Tears rolling down as I turn to the best. A blind faith in my heart, now let me confess. I can't even see you, but I know you're nothing less. Al-Malik, the king nonetheless. Al-Bayt is the crest that I represent. I pray that in the end, a stairway to heaven to which we will ascend. I pray that in the end, a stairway to heaven, and no, I don't pretend. History is past tense misery. Humbly, I accept what this world has given me, a mystery. Don't complain, this life ain't guaranteed, so we clench our fists, and no, we won't twitch. A change in the power, like a power switch. A surge from the bottom, these depths we will shift, like 1960, when Chile got hit. A sad day in history, but thousands were ripped. But then it makes you wonder, is the present any different? No, because the outcome's being hidden. We've lived in a world covered up, it makes me sicken, to which I've realized the schemes they are cooking. Looking into Gaza, my mind is racing farther. Children losing fathers, and please remember the genocide in Burma. Salawat. Now for this next one, I just wrote this one last week, so I like it. I call this one a piece What they be telling us on the news make me want to go blow like a fuse. Maybe go around looking for some clues, because right now this world is kind of like lost. Got to go north, go two down south. A struggle in this world, got to work out how. Unify as one and not fall down. Find the inner peace and then spread out. Yo, no time to debate the hate. That's not how we bloom. Look at a flower. The knowledge is water. The water will prosper. You grow and get taller. Like eight green veggies on the come up. Now you got to wonder, what they going to run up? Dead toe rising, middle of the summer. All in cold blood like the feeling in the winter. This pain, it hurts, man. It feels so bitter. Our voice is lost, but no time to go give up. Every week we bleed, bomb sweep the week. Black lives matters, Philando, R.I.P. All lives matter, Orlando, R.I.P. I still don't get it though. Some cops don't make it home. It's a tragedy, all around we see bombings, killings, and casualties. When we gonna learn to be a common peace, have a common fate, that's a masterpiece, that spread a conscious flow like Master P, walking down a path towards a legacy. Gotta hold true to the life you lead. Can't lose your voice as minority, cause that's all we got in this world, you see. But people would rather go grab a gun so easy. Never wanna pick a little book and read it. How the world acting now feels I'm cheated. But all I can do now is move on freely. 22 years in, still life won't faze me. I live life like it's 25 to life. Jailed in this world until God takes me high. A piece of my voice projecting a vibe. I feel like I do my part. Flipping the script is like a walk in the park. Let's head to the finish even though we in the dark. My piece of voice is all from my heart. Salawat. Alhamdulillah. If you guys definitely like that, come please support me. I got my mixtape that's just got released today, actually. So I just released that today. I got it for $5. I don't know why you said six. So mistake on Muhammadi, but thank you very much. Salawat.
Looks like we have a few more people trickling in. Let's get another loud round of applause for everybody who's been performing up till now, please. I'm gonna introduce to you the next performer. Sarah Raza has been writing for a few years now. She's going into her second year at Western University in London, Ontario. Her writings can be found at saraharazapoetry.wordpress.com. So let's please give her a real loud welcome and bring her up to the stage. Salvat, with a loud round of applause. I know this is something new. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. So this piece is a letter to God from his servant. Instant gratification has chained me. My wrists are bruised as I struggle to become free. My name is slave, but I serve society, the clay that doesn't belong to me, but my master I made prisoner. My hands scream enough, they beg me to curve. To fold my fingers into prostration, they say, oh human, listen, God forgives the unforgivable, my hands pain scold me. Wake up, oh human, wake, I wake frozen, my reality shivers and shakes, it crumbles. I am surrounded by fire. I want to scream, but I am hollow, but my hands, they scream. Oh God, do you hear me? Your lowly slave is calling on you. Oh God, I know I am unworthy of you, but each time I call on you, you listen to my cravings and worldly deals. I cry to you about this world, but my tears become selfish when I remember Karbala. How can I forget the tragedy of my ancestors? Am I worthy? Dear God, what kind of slave am I of yours to pray at the last hour? When night becomes day and while the darkness is beginning to creep, then only do I make the call for prayer. My prayers do not deserve your presence. My Lord, I cannot even fulfill the worship you made obligatory for me. You thought about the benefits of praying for my soul, but I am blinded. You do not need my prayers, but I need them. I am so blind, O Lord. The darkness you have created makes my sins invisible to the public eye, my sins so hidden that people think I am a believer. But if they knew the depth and breadth of my misdeeds, they would not recognize me. O Lord, you save me every moment of my life. You rescue me. The worth you give me, I do not deserve. You, the Almighty, are kind to this lowly slave. This lowly slave is powerless, but acts powerful in front of your creation. Dear God, only you know who I truly am. Even I do not understand the trenches of my heart. I am less than a grain of sand in this grand universe of yours. I am unable to grasp, O God, your lowly slave has become weak. I humble myself before you and your creation, and I ask, how is it that my soul does not ache, that my body does not break under the weight of my sins? Are my eyes not tired of deceit? Are my ears bleeding? Is my heart black, my feet dragging as I abuse my body? I say, enough, enough. I am weak enough. I am unintelligent enough. I am ignorant enough. Salawat.
All right, guys, we have a public service announcement. So there's a sheikh who has lost his briefcase. His name is Muhammad Abdullah. His email is sheikhmo99@gmail.com. So if you have found a briefcase with the name Muhammad Abdullah, please give it to the lost and found. I don't know where the lost and found is, man. Just turn it into one of the board members, inshallah. So the next person that we have up, another good friend of mine, one of the first friends that I made at Muslim Congress conference. His name is Murtaza Ali. He recently just graduated high school. Please give a loud salawat to Allah Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad for Murtaza.
This one, hopefully it's good, but, you know, I kind of only finished it today because, you know, it's called Who is Hussein? Imam Hussein was a leader and source of inspiration who lost much to ensure Islam's salvation. We have told millions of his sacrifice, for he and his family were willing to fight for Islam even if it cost them their life. However, we only seem to talk about what he did before his demise, and because of this, the rest of his story has been compromised. After all, how can a man of this caliber, who lived for 57 years and was Imam for 10, only do something significant close to his time's end? Unfortunately, none of the Prophet's family was spared from this tragedy, for we as Muslims only mention them once or twice hastily. After all, how many amongst us know about the lives of the Ahlul Bayt besides the fact that they were willing to die for their faith? If we continue to live our lives with this blindness upon our eyes, how can we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to return our imam and answer our cries? A course of action that we can undertake is to understand that ignoring the whole story is a mistake. For we, as Muslims, cry and lament when the media only displays one side of us by portraying only certain events. So how does committing a similar crime against the family of Rasul make sense? A prime example of this injustice is Imam Hussein, who is only known as a martyr, when it is told by the Prophet that the leaders of the youth of paradise are him and his brother. By understanding his and his family's lives, we can become better examples. We can preserve the image of Islam that the Western world has been trying to trample. So if you want to aid this faith and hasten the reappearance of the last representative of the Ahl al-Bayt, a good place to start is to learn who is Hussein.
Stop. Let's get around a loud salvat for that great performance that we just had. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Our next performer is well known to many of you who have been to past poetry slams. Many people love to listen to her poetry. Safiya Abdullah, aka Phenomena the Poet, believes that all that she is and all that she does is because of her creator, the Ahl al-Bayt, and humanity. She has been performing both nationally and internationally in numerous locations across the country. She was also honored to receive an award from the organization Al-Mizan for community activism and poetry, as well as an award from Soapbox Magazine, also for community activism and poetry. She has released two CDs, Something, Like a Phenomena, and Essential Essences. So please, let's give a round welcome, a loud, warm welcome for Safiya Abdullah.
That intro was longer than I am tall. Sound like him. Salawat. This is a time when basically our world is surrounded by pain, by war, by acts of violence, and no matter where you look, it's there. And it seems that many of our voices are silent. But it seems like the voices of those that are affected the most, which are the women, have been silenced the most. I have taken back my voice. The one you tried to steal from me, the one that speaks of my entirety, not just those aspects of me that you want to see. My voice is mine. It is a part of that which defines me, reflects me, selects those part of me that I wish to share. That voice which speaks of things you don't want to see or hear. And no, I really don't care. I have taken back my voice, and I will speak loudly. No, no, I will shout. No, no, I will scream until I have pierced your dream that has become my nightmare. For I am the women abused mercilessly. Aztecs at the hand of the Spaniards, Africans at the hand of slave owners, Lakota at the hands of white settlers, Bosnians at the hands of Serbs, Palestinians at the hands of Israelis, Southern Sudanese at the hands of the North, Congolese at the hands of militias, Iraqi girls at the hands of American soldiers, women at the hands of men. And I am taking back my voice and my body because they are mine. No longer will I take the blame or hang my head in shame at what you have imposed on me. I refuse to be isolated, humiliated by society. No, I will raise my voice loudly until you are forced to hear me, forced to look at me directly and see your shame, your blame, your silence, for I have none. I have taken back my voice, the one you tried to steal from me, the one that speaks of my entirety, not just those aspects of me that you want to see. And with my voice, I will decry, declaim, denounce, and condemn your use of phosphorus gas and chemical weapons, of drones and clones and landmines, of propaganda designed to destroy minds and hope. For I am the South Side, dying from poverty and mental genocide as the system silences our screams, jails and coffins filled with our sons, our hopes, and our dreams. For I am Palestine, whose body burns inside, skin melting from within. I am Somalia, limbs blown from mines down under. I am Pakistan, lives destroyed by drones above. Innocent blood staining the wings of both the hawks and the doves. I am the sound waves of war. Still, vacant, absent, because war is not about sound. It is about the silence of humanity. And I am taking my voice back and filling these sound waves with words, not the language of civility, how casually we treat casualties as if they were just property, ignoring the very reality that 90% of all war casualties are people just like you and me. 75% of them are innocent women and children. But I am not a dead man walking, rather a woman reborn. Hatred shorn like lamb's wool. And I am the story of the other side of war, not just the side that fights. I am the side that also gives life. I am the women who keep the schools open, gather flour during ceasefires, bake bread for our neighbors, tell stories and sing songs to entertain children surrounded by falling bombs. This is our resistance to your insistence that we cannot live free. We, in the midst of war, declare our humanity. So I have taken back my voice, the one you tried to steal from me, the one that speaks of my entirety, not just those aspects of me that you want to see or hear, because then it will be clear that you will have no choice but to challenge that voice within you that has also been silenced.
Takbir! Nare Risalat! Nare Haidari!